All right, John. Well, I want to thank you for hopping on board. I think this is going to be another great podcast that we have. We got some good traction on our last one, and I want to thank you for hopping on board today. I know you've got plenty of other things to do, being a solid, high-performing rep that you are. So I can imagine what your schedule looks like, so we'll try to make this as quick and painless as possible. So for those of you listening, we do have Mr. John Serafini on, who is from the Bedford Park, Chicagoland location, and is in his fifth quarter in territory, and he's been able to build a nice track record, a nice tenure. So thanks, John, for coming on board. And before we get started, I just want to have you do a quick kind of introduction on what you've been doing, kind of your CentOS tenure, and kind of give us some background on you.
Yeah, absolutely, Chase. First off, thank you for inviting me on. It's a real honor to be able to come on and do this podcast with you. I started out with CentOS in April of 2017, so just under a year and a half ago. Out of Bedford Park, like you said, I am an FS rep, and this is my first full year selling, my fifth quarter overall, promoted into my territory, and it couldn't be going any better.
Awesome. Well, that's good to hear. It sounds like I've seen the numbers that Bedford Park is putting up. It doesn't look like you guys are slowing down anytime soon. So that's good to see. And you've got some integral pieces over there that are doing some really good business. So that's good to see. It's a great location. Had a ton of promotions and succession with succession coming from that location. So kudos to the work that you're doing, and obviously the work that Sarah's doing over there. So we appreciate your guys' efforts, and I appreciate you coming on board. So we'll get into today and kind of what we want to get into, and the biggest thing that we wanted to talk about, and obviously this is our second kind of installment of our podcast, is how to be a mentor. And that sounds kind of unique or different. Obviously, we've got a lot of mentors that are now part of this mentor program. And what we're finding out is that, you know, maybe we didn't kick it off as well as we should have. And so I want to make this kind of as real and authentic as it can be, and make sure that we give our mentors out there in the CentOS world of Market 46, Market 48, as much real life information and ways to make this an impactful deposit for our reps as possible. So I figured I've heard nothing but good things about how you've ran your mentor program, Sarah's.
Appreciate that.
So I wanted to get you on today and just kind of pick your brain about what you've been doing, why you've been doing it the way that you've been doing it, and mostly make sure that we can have some very good mentor relationships out there, because at the end of the day, when we all win as a group, then that's when we start to turn heads and we start to run up the rankings and make sure that that we've got a really solid group here that we're working with. So again, thanks for your time, and we'll get into it. Anything you want to add on that, John?
No, I think you hit the nail on the head there, and this mentorship program is something I believe a lot of the reps are very excited about, and excited to see where it goes in the next year or two.
Awesome. Perfect. So I guess just to kind of kick it off here is, you know, this mentor relationship is new, mentor program, I should say, but mentors themselves are not new. What do you like most about being a mentor in the CentOS mentor relationship program that we have?
Yeah, so I like it because of actually the way you guys did roll it out, is that you saw potential in some partners. Like I said, I'm only 18 months into this job, and honestly, it's a two-way street. I'm learning just as much from my proteges as I hope they are learning from me. On each one of our calls, we've given each other little tips of the trade and little ideas that have been working with us that we each, I think, have taken with and ran with a little bit.
That's awesome, and that's how it's designed to be. So I'm glad to hear that. And we'll talk some more. I got some other questions here, but we'll talk some more about how to make it not such a one-sided conversation, because it's not meant to be that way. So I'm glad you said that. That's something that we like to hear. I'll make sure that our mentor coaches, our placement coaches, and everybody around obviously hears that, because that means we're doing what we're supposed to be doing out there, and that it's becoming impactful the way that it should be. So I appreciate that. And you obviously talk about your favorite part, but I guess, you know, you weren't just selected because your name is John Serafini and you've had a good track record, right? That's part of it, but You were selected probably because you had some interest in doing this, right? Now, I guess my question for you is, why did you want to be a mentor? Why did you want to be a part of this program?
Well, there's a few things. You know, I always like to picture myself as more of a leader, try to take that role on. I like the responsibility. And it's a really a great way to kind of build your brand, get other partners to know you, to get to know them, and make a name for yourself in this company. And, you know, honestly, this is the first step towards doing that.
Yeah, that's a good point. It is hard, you know, and then we've got some I guess I probably use that always as an excuse in Omaha as well, as you know, we're a long ways from whatever group we're a part of, the next location, right? But anytime you can get your name in somebody else's four walls, right? It's you know, it's so easy to just get caught up in the Bedford Park or the Omaha location or the Des Moines location, whatever the case is, right? I think that's a great point, because we oftentimes forget that, you know, whether we want to believe it or not, Bedford Park has the same objection, same problem, same headaches, same things that we run into on a daily basis that Omaha has, right? Or whatever the case is. So that's a valid point. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And it's nice getting to know, you know, my partners up in Minnesota or Wisconsin or Omaha, and feeling, like you said, even though we're not geographically close, we all have the same goals. We're all trying to push the needle in the same direction, and that's just a good way to kind of benchmark as well with your partners.
For sure, that's a great point. I love that. You know, and again, how to be a mentor, I think, is a vague term, right? And so one of the questions that I guess I have for you is how do you make sure, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts, right? So one of the questions is, and you've got a day job, and mentoring is an additional thing that we've asked you to do because of you've been successful in your current role, right? How do you make sure that you manage your protege team or your mentor team, right? A lot of moving parts. How do you make sure that when a partner starts that you're calling them early, that you're calling them on their first day, that you're making sure that you're there for them? I mean, I know I've got 10, 11 reps here in Omaha, and my phone's ringing off the hook. How do you just ensure that you're doing that all while making sure that you're performing at the same level that you were performing and hopefully even beyond what you were already performing at? How do you do that?
Yeah, so a big part of Bedford Park, and all of Cintas for that matter, is commitments. You say what you're going to do, and then you do it. You know, you're just not saying something and not following through. So when I signed up for this program, when I wanted to be a part of this program, I am committing a little bit of extra time, but I don't look at it as a burden or extra work. It's something I said I'm going to do, so I'm going to do it. You can ask Sarah Luckman, my manager. Sometimes I am a little bit scatterbrained, so I do set daily reminders. If I get a new team member, I do make sure to reach out to them within 4 to 8 hours of that email coming through, just so we can get off on the right foot and hit the ground running. They might not be starting for a week or two, but I want them to know even before their start date that they have somebody within Cintas that they can reach out to and ask questions.
That's a great point. And I guess to kind of go off of that, you know, and hopefully you've seen it, you're getting an email from the placement coaches, then it says, hey, here's that contact info. Have you had some of those new partners start for you and say, you know, have you been able to do that welcome call, like, hey, welcome to Cintas, you know, I'm here to help you as you kind of start your Cintas journey, any of that yet?
Yeah, absolutely. We just had a new member added to our team a couple weeks ago, or this is probably about 5 weeks ago. And I called him, and he was like, "Wow, I haven't even started yet, and you guys are already making me feel welcome." So I think that goes a long way. It's right in line with the Cintas values of what we say we're going to do, and then we do it.
That's awesome.
I you feel really welcomed.
That's awesome. I love that feedback, because that's one of those, you know, I started 5 years ago, and I can only imagine, you know, that's a big moment for somebody, right? Whether they're you know, they're single or they have a family or whatever their circumstances were, to change careers is never, and whatever their circumstances were at their other place, to change careers is a big move, right? And there's always, I don't care however it happens, there's always some uneasiness. So I'm glad to hear that feedback, because that's something that's important. That's the reason the mentor program was put together, is to make sure that that relationship is not just that the only person at a location that's, you know, fighting for somebody is not just their immediate report, right? We want to make sure, or immediate boss, we want to make sure that there's other people fighting for that same person and there to help them out. So that's some awesome feedback, and I hope I get more of that, because, and I'm sure I will, I just haven't heard a lot of it, because that's a huge thing, to get somebody at ease when they're in an uneasy place of moving positions, changing jobs, changing companies. That, as we know, that's an uneasy spot to be in. So I'm glad you said that. So thanks, John.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great.
You know, and obviously, another one of my questions is, you know, sometimes I feel like, you know, my biggest fear about this program, and the way that we do things, with this program, I don't want it to be a check the box activity, right? I don't want this to be something that, you know, your leadership or CentOS leadership put in front of somebody to make sure that, you know, that they have a mentor, someone that they can reach out to. How have you, or maybe any of the other mentors that you've talked to, how are you making sure that this is a two-way street, a two-way conversation, rather than just a mandatory conversation, group meeting that has to happen, something that adds value to what they're doing on a daily basis? What are you doing from that standpoint?
Yeah, I'm actually really glad you asked that, because, you know, like you said earlier, we are in different parts of the country, different parts of the region, but as an FS rep, my other teammates are FS rep, FS reps, we're seeing the same objections, we're seeing the same no's, we're seeing sort of the same situations in each one of our markets. And in order for this not to be a check the box or something that's mandatory, is that I use experiences that are situations that I'm running into each day, each week, and kind of transitioning that and building that into our next call, because I'm sure my other partners are in something very similar. For example, our last call was about how to close the sales cycle a little bit quicker. I use that as a topic because, you know, some of my deals from Q1 kind of took a little bit longer and may have slipped through to Q2. So I want to make sure that I'm getting feedback and tips on what they've done and what successes they had in closing those deals in one or two less meetings, and then providing some feedback to what I've seen on why, either why they have not closed or what I did to get that yes, to get that ink. It really, you know, my experiences are definitely going to be similar to the partners on my team. So it's all, like I said, moving that needle forward. We're all going in the same direction and all having those same experiences.
Okay, so your goal, obviously, you know, so that's good. I'm glad you're seeing that as a two-way street, where you're trying to obviously take something from that as well. So that's, I think that's important too, is it should not just be a one-sided conversation. It shouldn't be a lecture. It shouldn't be a teaching seminar by any means. I want it to be, and we want it to be, a two-way street with that. So I'm glad you said that.
Our calls have been very natural, very, very informative for both ways. Like, for example, one of my teammates, you know, said to me, give me a tip. He said, why don't you commit to next one of your next appointments, your next target appointments, to scheduling that follow-up meeting on the spot? And I know we do this and we do it from time to time, but, you know, I committed to that, to my partner, to make that a priority going forward. And it's already, you know, paying dividends. I already have my next target meetings set up, just because that's something that we're trying to push each other to do within our own group.
That's awesome. So to that point, and you said that you had some different, or you've come up with certain ideas because they're what you've seen in the field. Mm-hmm. How else are you coming up with some ideas on things that you should talk about with your group? How else are you talking to other mentors? Is it just stuff that you're seeing out in the field? How are you coming up with some of these things that, you know, that maybe you should have conversations about?
It's a little bit of everything. I'm pulling ideas from other members of my team here in Bedford Park. I've asked my mentees what they'd like to talk about. I've emailed other mentors. I've spoken with Ryan Smolinski on your team a few times, just to kind of get ideas of what they're doing and how I can incorporate that into our team to make sure that we are getting the most out of this program as possible.
Perfect. Okay, that's good. I always, obviously, as a mentor, kind of coach, or, you know, with the team, with the group of the five of us, I always just want to make sure that we're giving you guys as much information that you guys can use out in the field with your different groups and those kinds of things. So just an FYI, if you've got any other ideas, topics, conversations, concerns, those kinds of things, I'll take them all, because those are things that obviously we can broadcast to everybody. And if, again, just like out in the field, if you're seeing one thing, I'm sure somebody else is experiencing or hearing it or something along those lines, and we want to broadcast that out and how to obviously make it better, whatever the case is. So we'll continue to have those conversations. One of the other questions I have here is, you know, and obviously we've all had probably a mentor relationship at some point. As a mentor who's leading a group of, you know, 4, 5, 6 potentially proteges, how are you ensuring that, you know, on a daily basis with these conversations, with your check-in calls, with whatever the case is, that you're making sure that you're, you know, building them up, building up their attitudes, their skill set, whatever the case is, or just hearing them and talk rather than helping piling it on or having those negative conversations? Like, what are you doing to kind of actively ensure that you're doing those kinds of things?
Yeah, we do that a couple of different ways. First off, we like to talk about, you know, just some successes that we had that week. It could be a small success like securing a target appointment that you've been after for a while, or a bigger one like landing and signing a big deal. We try to focus too when we get into what went wrong or why we didn't get ink. We focus on what we could do next time, what we could do better, instead of what we did that allowed us to or didn't allow us to get the deal signed that we came up a little bit short with. We try to focus on the positive aspect of it, what we learned from it, and we're always looking forward.
Okay, that's a great point. Yeah, and I just want to make sure, again, at the end of the day, that we're ensuring we're helping build each other up, and again, because that relationship is supposed to be, you know, how often is, if I have a rep, for instance, that gets absolutely, just has the worst appointment ever, right? How often is that rep going to call me, right? If it's one of my reps, right? There very few times they're gonna call Chase and be like, hey, I just got destroyed on this appointment. That the decision maker gave me every objection and I fumbled, I didn't do my job, which happens, by the way. Or, you know, for that case, you know, I feel like I'm just going to call it a day. I've had a rough day, right? How often is Chase going to get that call versus your mentor? How often is John going to get that call, right? So I just want to make sure that we're helping build those folks up and making sure that, because we've all been there before, right? So just making sure that we're setting that precedence.
Yeah, and that's why, like, complete honesty is so important within these groups, because I want them to be able to give me a call, vent for a minute, vent for 2 minutes, and then focus on what we could do next time. You know, this is sales. We are going to get a lot of no's. We're not going to run 100% perfect meetings every single time. Every new P is not going to be exactly by the book how it's supposed to go, and that's just the nature of what we do. But learning from it and being able to reach out to each other to kind of pick each other's brain and just build them up and let them know, hey, that's one meeting. It's not going to define your career here. To make sure that they have that confidence and it's not diminished by one poor meeting.
For sure. That's a great point. And yeah, I think, and again, a career is a long time, right? We talk about that a lot. And at the end of the day, we're just trying to be better tomorrow than we were today, right? So if we can all help each other get there, then I think that's a win for anybody that is having that conversation. So I appreciate that. You know, I guess one of the last questions is that I have, at least, you know, you talk about, you know, you're doing a lot of things, right? You've got your day job, you've got, you know, you've been in this role for 5 quarters though, right? And the real long, we just said a career's a long time, right? you know, five quarters is not a super long time. I mean, that's probably probably went by in a blink at CentOS because that's just how things move.
Sure.
But I would say you're probably on the newer side of having a mentor role, right? What do you think, you know, are some core competencies, some values, some things that kind of set you up for this role? And what do you think you want to get out of this role as well?
Yeah, and just kind of going back to it, it's being completely honest and transparent with your partners, because I tell them, I'm only, you know, 18 months into this job. I have just as much to learn about this job, about what we're seeing out there, as you guys do. But having the confidence to ask those hard questions, to be able to not shy away from any troubles that we're seeing out in the field, any objections that we just don't know how to handle, to be able to ask, what would you do in this situation? That really helps, you know, and going back to that two-way street, it helps them understand different ways to handle these situations, and it helps me and teaches me in my young career how to make sure that my next meeting goes a little bit smoother than that first one. So just being confident, being completely honest and transparent, and being organized too with your partners, making sure that we do schedule the time to get on the calls with each other, because like you said, you know, we're busy with our day job every single day, and sometimes, especially when you're starting out, when the TOTs, when your phone blocks, with your new P's, your OSVs, it can seem a little bit overwhelming. But if we take that time and just commit to what we have in the calendar, it makes life a little bit easier going forward.
Yeah, that's another great point. And at the end of the day, I love what you said about honesty, holding yourself to what you said you were going to do, you know, that commitment piece that we've talked about before, or that we talked about a little bit ago. And here's the deal. We're all in that space at one point, right? Some, you know, that was yesterday. Some, that was years ago, right? But we're always going to be in that space. If we set this program up the right way, you know, that's the key, is we're all going to be there fighting for somebody else that's been in a place where we were at one point. And I think that honesty piece, that commitment piece, and having that, you know, that connection of, hey, I've been there, right? If you're having a bad day, you just need to vent. If you need to vent, awesome, call me. And then we're going to figure out how to get past it and get better than that. And then on the flip side, when you have successes, I think it's more important to call that mentor, because then that just circles that relationship back up and say, hey, you know, those conversations that we have, those are working. Because, again, how often does the manager get that call that says, oh, yeah, I crushed it today, and it was because of that mentor relationship, or that was because of that conversation that I had last week? You know, oftentimes it's just I had that success. That's awesome. Let's move on, which is always good as well. But I think circling back on that relationship and sharing wins, sharing losses, just the whole honesty and transparency, I think, is what really sets these relationships up for the long-term success. So I appreciate that as well. What questions do you have for me on the mentor program at all? Anything?
How are the mentors doing? Are they giving you some good feedback? Or are we seeing a lot of successes out there? We were taking this off and running with it. How's it going?
Yeah, so, you know, I think that's a great question, and I'm glad you asked it. I think it's moving in the right direction for sure. We're super excited about it. You know, there were some kinks, you know, kind of some hiccups there. Adding proteges, adding mentors, we got to get better at, and that's something that we're rolling out to all the managers. So I'm super excited about that, because we're gonna make this program even better. But I've got nothing but great feedback in the field. One of my reps, I sent out that email I think last week. He just one of those days that we talked about, was getting slammed in the face, a lot of no's. He had a demo cancel, had a new presentation cancel, and he called his mentor, and who happened to be on our team, and was talking to him, wanted to, you know, just kind of call it a day. We've all been there, right? The world wasn't working out for him that day, right? And needless to say, that conversation was like, it was a build you up conversation, right? It wasn't a piling on. It wasn't, yep, this day is no good, call it a day, right? hit the gym.
Back up, go home.
Yep, that's not how that conversation went, which was a positive because he did a couple cold calls and ended up one call closing a restaurant that was brand new. He wasn't, it's funny, he laughed about it. He said he probably wasn't even going to knock on that door because he just wanted to drive by. It didn't look like it was going to be a big, you know, more than $50. But needless to say, he one call closed it. He knocked on the door, one call closed it, even got them, he got them for chemicals, signature series, even called the uniform rep and was able to bring in some chef works as well. So it'll be about a $200 stop on a day where he wanted to mail it in and call it a day. So those stories we're hearing more of, but I'll take any story like that I can get because those are the ones that we need to broadcast and send out as wide as possible because I think you know, we don't always see what everybody else is going through, right? We don't always see those success stories. We don't always see the struggles. So I'm glad you asked that question because it is we get some success stories, but not as many as I would like to hear. And obviously, I think I'm selfish in that way because I want to make sure that that not only the mentors but the proteges are hearing everything out there that's going on to have a. You know, an avenue to share whatever story it is, good, bad, ugly. Let's all be real about it and transparent. And so we're hearing some of those, but always more would be better.
That's great. Yeah, that puts a big smile on my face. You know, one call can turn your whole day around.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is, it's a sales rep in training, and he's in his eighth week, right? So we've all been there, and that story is real, whether it's in Omaha or, as you mentioned, Minneapolis, Des Moines, Bedford Park, you go to Canada, it's the same story. We've all been there, right? So that story translates wherever you want to go, and it's a story that every sales rep can wrap their head around, and they can put themselves in those shoes and say, yep, I've been there. But you know what? It was a conversation with his mentor that turned his day around, made him go call on another place that maybe he wouldn't have done, and obviously that sets him up for a PC week as a sales rep in training, which is more than what we can ask for. So that's exactly what we're trying to get out of the program. So it's those things that that let me know that at the end of the day, we're gonna make this program even better, and we're gonna get it moving in the right direction even more. We're gonna get it running faster, better, and amp it up because those are the things that excite me. So
that's awesome.
My last question for you is from your side of things, is there anything that that you think from a mentor group we should do better? Is there anything that you want to see in this mentor program?
No, so far, like I said, I really love the tools that you've given us from sort of the playbook to letting us just make this our own. To your point, too, it would be great, you know, if we saw some more successes out there. That way we have the resources to be able to see what everybody's doing out there instead of the five or six different reps that we know and touch base with, where we can get ideas and really make this mentorship program as good as it can be.
Awesome. That's much appreciated. So I will, I know we've been on this for about 30 minutes, we've had some really good dialogue. We'll send this out to everybody. I do appreciate your time. Like I said, I do understand that you do have a day job that involves a number that you want to get to and a commission check that you would like to collect. So I do understand, and I do appreciate you taking time out of your day and giving your fellow mentor some time, because I think how to be a successful mentor is something that we need to make sure that we you know, execute at 100% of the time, because again, these relationships are vital for our partner's success. And I think as we mentioned before, if we raise everybody up, then we're all gonna win. So I appreciate it, John. Thank you, and have a good one.
Yeah, thanks, Chase. Can't wait to see where this program goes.
I appreciate it.